I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's bring in Jerry Jones back on schedule with us every single Tuesday, this time on Sean and RJ, Cowboys Saints Thursday night at New Orleans. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
John, RJ, I'm doing fine, and let's go get them in old New Orleans.
Yes, let's get a little response here with some of the struggles you guys have had as of late. Jerry, just your overall assessment of some of the issues that have plagued you guys here in these past few games.
Well, do you want to, let's start on the field. We've got a challenge getting our running game back on track. We all know that's complimentary. You don't need to hear that from me this morning about how your success in your passing game, your early success, your plays down the field, how that fundamentally impacts that running game. So it's a coordinated effort. But we think that with the addition of Cooper coming back and certainly having CD back, that's going to give us more chances, more opportunities down the field. It should be that way, and in doing so, that'll help your running game out. In addition to that, we've got Tyron Smith back for his second game since his extended layoff, and that's gonna help us out a lot. We've switched some guys position-wise in the offensive line there over the last month. They're continued getting used to that, working with each other. That's one of the most coordinated areas there is in your offensive line, helping each other adjust with your blocks, just literally getting used to joining the blocks together. Double teams is the best way to describe it. So I think overall, just from the standpoint of working together, that we've got a better chance to play offense. Now, New Orleans, Sean Payton are going to have a lot to say about how well we do, but I know this. I think we'll go in there with our ears pinned back. I think we'll go in there, everybody recognizing how much this game means, and play well offensively.
That was a good on-field description. Thank you for that. Of course, off the field, we had the big news yesterday with Mike McCarthy on the COVID list with Dan Quinn taking over. Can you kind of just take us through that transition, Jerry, and what you're expecting with Coach Quinn taking over for Mike?
Well, I think it's important to realize that Dan Quinn has had years of working with what he's going to be doing Thursday. He's had years of on-the-field experience in current environment. I mean, it hasn't been that many games or that many weeks or that many months since he's been out there making those in-game calls. We're so fortunate to have him, so fortunate to have him as recently as he's head coached and been on the sideline. He should be able to handle what he needs to do as defensive coordinator right there on the sideline. And he was obvious choice there for Mike to make. And he made it. The team really believes in him. I'm talking Dan Quinn and believes in Mike's decision to put him in there.
And he'll maintain his responsibilities as defensive coordinator as well?
Yes, he will. And you've got to realize that we have, according to how you want to count some of those assistants to the assistants, we arguably have 26, 27 coaches. And that's almost three coaches to a player that's on the field. We don't have any shortage of coaches out here.
Jerry, quite a bit of people in the organization, coaches, players, have come down with the COVID. Is there an issue with the protocols that the NFL has, or that the individual you guys individually have as a team?
We're very proud of the grades we get, the recognition we get among the league-wide assessment of each team. I'm very confident that as to our ability to actually have protocol that limits an outbreak or limits the COVID affecting the team, I think we're one of the best. This certainly, though, is has been a setback. And I know this, I don't know of anybody that is any more careful that tries to lead the way, but mainly careful for his own in the weeds, I call it, management of getting exposed to COVID than Mike McCarthy. I don't know of anybody more careful. I don't know of anybody more vaccinated. I don't know of anybody that has taken precaution because of his on-the-job, or not on-the-job, but hands-on approach to every aspect. He takes a very serious approach to his presence. And so it was a surprise to all of it. But when we all step back from it, this COVID has no preference as to, frankly, how intense your protection is, I don't think. But I do believe that you should be vaccinated. We now are either totally vaccinated through the natural having gotten it, or vaccinated, we're 100%.
Jerry, your team is 100% now?
Yes. Well, having vaccinated or having gotten the COVID.
Yes. Mm. Jerry Jones right here with Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. Jerry, what do you think you're going to be losing the most with McCarthy being out? What traits or attributes do you think are going to be the hardest to make up with Mike missing this one?
It's a funny thing. I'm going to use my own experience. When I got the flu real bad way back when I was a sophomore. I couldn't even go to the dinner. I couldn't even sit upright. I was so weak. And the guy ahead of me, later coached in the NFL, Tommy Brazier, a guy ahead of me, I was a sophomore, got hurt the first play. And I couldn't even put pads on. I was so weak and so sore and just the bad flu. I went out and graded and played the best game I'd ever played before or since. I played my best game right there having the flu. So it's a funny thing how you can mentally step up sometimes and respond to that kind of adversity. I think we'll do well. If you really look at it, we've got one player. Just before I got on here, we're testing. Now we're testing our complete group, all of them today. We've got one player, possibly another one that could be held out, but I can't notice it on this call. But still, we're doing real well on the player standpoint. Like I said, I don't mean to be trivial, but now we do have a lot of coaches, and we do have the way to fill in here as far as game day or as far as practice.
Jerry, we know that Terrence Steele is going to be out with the COVID protocols. We've been wondering what's been going on with him and Lael Collins and the offensive line rotations. We know you guys like to keep up continuity, but when Steele was starting the other day, we said, what's wrong with Lael? Is he not playing as well, or is he being punished for some reason? Why are they rotating offensive linemen? That's pretty unusual. What can you tell us about what's going on up front?
Well, there's no word. If you're eligible to play, there's no such word as punishment in our makeup of who goes on the field. And Steele has been playing very well at right tackle, extraordinarily well. And so he's out there because at that particular time, that would be the combination that the coaches feel give us the best chance. Lael is continuing to get back in form, is the best way I can say it. He missed arguably almost a year and a half You can see that, but it's getting better, and it's good to have him with the time he's in there. It's getting better as we get on into the end of the year in the playoffs, then it's going to be good to have him and Steele out there.
Jerry Jones with Sean and RJ every Tuesday before the Cowboys travel to New Orleans to take on the Saints Thursday night. Jerry, what was the reason? We know Amari was back at the facility yesterday, but he didn't practice. Is there a reason he didn't practice?
As much as anything, it would be a conditioning thing, easing him in. But he's in all of the preparation other than what you saw him not do at practice. But he'll step that up today, and we're fully expecting him to be ready by game time.
And what about Zeke? The latest on him?
Yeah, he's practicing well, and we think he'll be ready to go. And no reason. It's I understand you're asking, but the facts are that we expect him to have a serious load against New Orleans.
Jerry, in this game, the major talking point for us at least has been, you know, the officials, the amount of penalties they threw. I think most people agree it was probably a bad game. You know, when players have a bad game, there's obviously punishments. Why can't it be more punitive that when officials put a game out there like this, that they are punished more for that? I mean, it was terrible.
Track. You're right on track. The facts are they are punished. And they earn the right to, if you will, let's go to the premier game of all, the Super Bowl. They earn the right to their officiating throughout the year as to whether or not they can officiate a game like the Super Bowl. So they're graded, and they're when they make mistakes and they make numbers of them, they're rated against each other. And they do have accountability. My issue, again, was in some cases you see a rule that can probably accomplish what we're trying to accomplish more than anything. We're really trying to let them play. Mm-hmm. We're trying to let the game be played without the disruption of taking it back. We know that penalties are part of the game. And they have to be out there because it's such a physical game. You wouldn't have, you'd have a much less game if you didn't have them out there. But at the end of the day, we're trying to let the players play. Flags away from the ball, things like that. And what I continually want to see us do is what we call officiating like it were a Super Bowl. We know that the audience and the numbers of people that are watching our game, and we want that to be as seamless as it can be. And I thought that our game that we had on Thanksgiving was unfortunate because that was the singly most watched game of the year and will be until we do the Super Bowl, and it was anything but seamless. And it was equitable. Different teams got the penalty. Each team were penalized. Certainly, we seemed to get our third down big gains call back more than the Raiders. But that's probably splitting hairs. It's not splitting hairs relative to the outcome. And I'm not trying to be cavalier about it. But we just need to make sure that we all, at all times, and we do in the league, understand what we're trying to accomplish with our officiating. You can rule the game. You can set things you want to call and obviously dictate the flow of the game. You can dictate the whether it's more of an offensive game or a defensive game. For instance, pass interference. That pass interference has been on the books for years and years and years. Except one year we said, you know, that touching downfield 5 yards, let's start calling that more. The rule's been there, but it was loose. It wasn't called as much, touching 5 yards down the field. Let's start loosening that up much. Let's don't call that as much. That can influence how much offense you got in the game.
Yes, absolutely. Jerry, how do you assess Dak's play here as of late? We're having a hard time judging you. On one hand, we say, well, you don't have Lamb, you don't have Cooper. That's going to affect anyone. On the other hand, we're saying, well, if you're a $40 million guy, you got to overcome that and win games. How have you looked at Dak's play recently?
Well, this may sound strange. It will. I thought Dak played a good game the other day. And we weren't hitting on all cylinders. Some would say, well, Dak was a part of that. He'd like to have some back that he threw. But in general, I thought that Dak played a good game. And have we had more success? Obviously we have. But I thought he did a really great job, particularly coming back after being thwarted, I'm going to use that word, most of the afternoon, and then come back and get us in a spot to win the game. So, again, he wants more. He does want more. We want more result, but that's not a criticism of him. I'm glad we've got him, boy. He's one of the best. And contrary to the way the fact that we lost the game, he got us back in position, and I thought he was the deciding difference to get us back in position to have a chance to win the game. And that's what we ask him to do.
Jerry, we know you've been saying the cavalry is coming. Can you give us an update? I kind of want to make it a three-person question. An update on DeMarcus Lawrence and get a set for the return of Randy Gregory and how you see him, all these guys mixing with Micah Parsons rushing the passer.
Well, I think they'll make a big-time difference. Lawrence has had a good week. You'll see him this week in New Orleans Thursday. Lawrence, my goodness, what a difference a player like that can make. He'll have to get his game going once he gets back in here, but still, big, big difference. Right behind him will be Gallimore. Right behind him will be Gregory. I don't know that you'll see them this weekend, but certainly you could see them after 10 more days up at Washington. And I don't know when I say them, I'm a little loose, but you'll see one or the other, maybe both, by Washington. And so, boy, that is help on the way. You could make an argument that that's three of your four down linemen right there. And so that's very, very encouraging. And there's no doubt in my mind, of course, we're in a game that can take away as good as you can add to. We just happened this year to have a very unique timing of when players were injured and not available early, that they were going to become available as we get into the last third quarter, get on into potentially playoffs. That hasn't happened. This numbers of quality players have not happened in my time here. And so bottom line is we have more coming that will make us better.
Last one, Jerry. Michael Irvin, he joins us every week, but he had said on TV, book the tickets to Los Angeles. We're going to L.A. Get the hotel rooms. And we've all had the Cowboys top three in our own power rankings. Have you taken a step back recently and said, hang on, we still got a lot more to prove? Have you been second-guessing your contender status after these past four games?
What I've had happen to me recently is I've just had me a fresh cold water a bucket thrown in my face, reminding me of how hard it is to win a game in the NFL. And they're all close. I think when we had the purportedly the best team that I've been associated with over a 30-year period, and we won 9 games by a touchdown or less, and we won the Super Bowl. But it was that close. It was that big of a dogfight every game. And I'm just reminded that that is the case. And it really is the case if you get some ambiguity in such things as officiating, which can cut both ways. But still, the more you have a question mark there, the little less you take away. It's like playing an underdog in the rain. the rain is an advantage to the underdog.
Yeah.
And so if you've got a little of ambiguity, which you do and should in officiating, then you know that it doesn't just go like you put it down on paper from that standpoint alone. So where we are fundamentally, when I look at our personnel, when I look at our young personnel, it's gotten all these snaps all year long. I like where we are. I really like where we are. I agree with Michael.
Oh, to book the tickets or to pump the brakes?
Both.
There you go,
Jerry.
And I've come in with a lot of times those old brakes smoking. All riding the brake.
Brought to you by Ford. Perfect, Jerry. Thank you so much. This was fantastic. Best of luck on Thursday, and we'll talk after.
Thanks, guys. Bye bye.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.